This is Mayor Rick Kreisman inviting you to stay tuned to the St. Pete City Hall broadcast from RadioSt.Pete.com. The City Hall broadcast is a podcast designed to give you an informal look inside your city government. Here is your host, Will Kuntz.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the City Hall broadcast. My name is Will Kuntz, your host. Sitting with me, as always, coming to you direct from City Hall, we have Kevin King, Ben Kirby. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Yo.
Tired.
Why? I'm going to ask you again. Why are you tired?
Because I work three jobs and I still try to keep a social life, and it's killing me.
What are you going to give up first, social life or one of the jobs?
Social life. I have to. Sure. I have to work hard now so I can be lazy later. That's my motive.
Will's got it all figured out.
Well, yeah.
Good idea, right?
Yes, sir.
Pretty good. What's going on?
What's your target date for retirement?
January 2nd, 2017 would be good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. We find a new host.
I like that. So I don't know. We always do this little thing at the beginning of the show. We talk about what's happening in the city. We're still coming out of the slumber of the presidential.
Licking your wounds.
We're still in the slumber.
Hey, what do you guys do with the signs, the election signs that are still up? What happens to those?
Campaign signs?
Yeah,
like
the ones that you stick in the yard.
Yeah, well, the candidates are supposed to be responsible for taking up all their signs.
Really? How do they know where they are?
A good campaign will have a field plan, and if not in somebody's yard necessarily, but they'll know where they are. And
hopefully the supporters of the candidates take the signs in for the future. They could, put them in the garage, recycle them for, yard sale signs. City Codes Department will be collecting and removing signs, and they get recycled, I guess, right? I hope.
So if you see any, just throw them in the garbage. It's okay to take them and throw them away.
I mean, I would let either the homeowner take care of it or the professionals. We don't really want you going on property.
Well, if it's in like the street, not the street, but on the sidewalk.
Because
I thought about just, I'm going to throw these away.
I don't want you doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I want you to be safe out there.
True. Okay, I won't do that.
Then. Stay in your car.
Yeah.
Or whatever you're driving.
Uh-huh.
Stay on the skateboard.
Yeah, right. I can't skateboard.
And a lot of signs.
How young do you think I am?
22.
I'm 30. I'm going to be 32 next week.
I like that.
This is the birthday episode?
Yeah.
We didn't do anything.
My son's birthday is Friday, which is when this airs, it'll be last Friday.
Yeah. So. Happy birthday, Kevin's son. What's your son's name? Janet?
Oh, wow.
That's what he always calls.
If you're not a regular listener, you won't get that joke.
Yeah, that's now I just sound like a jerk.
Are we doing regular jokes now on the show?
His name
running
is
bits.
Casey King.
Casey, happy birthday!
And we just had a mutual friend had a baby.
Yes, Sarah Abernathy.
Yeah,
just had a kid.
That's right.
I was supposed to go see the baby, but I have not made it over there yet.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No. Okay. Just on social media on Facebook.
Yeah. Let it be shown for the record that the Jessica Eilerman show is the show where we started running gags and name-dropping mutual friends.
Yeah.
That's what we got comfortable
well,
with.
Shout out to Baby Nolan, Sarah Abernathy, Brian Abernathy. Congrats on the baby.
We got any more shout outs we can do today?
No, Kevin. No.
Let's bring on our guest. Yeah. I'll let Will do this.
Jessica Eilerman is the mayor's liaison in developing. Well, what's your official title? Small business liaison. Got it. Nailed it. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. A little tired.
Don't ask him why.
I'll refrain from asking you why.
Okay, good. Thank you. I'll tell you off air if you really want to know. So tell us about what your role with the city is.
Well, I'm really fortunate. I get to have two roles with the city of St. Petersburg. I am the mayor's small business liaison. And I am also the co-manager of the Greenhouse, which is St. Petersburg's Entrepreneurship and Small Business Assistance Center.
So what kind of services do you do there?
That's an awesome question. We really do a little bit of everything. So what's really important to us is to try to understand the individual business owner, what they're trying to do, where they're maybe getting caught up, what their questions are. And from there, we cater and formulate a personalized plan of resources that either the greenhouse or through our network of about 29 partner agencies that we can refer folks to really help them grow and develop their business.
So when you say resources, can you give me examples of that?
Oh, sure. We have business consulting that is offered free to the user. So that's one-on-one mentorship that can happen. It's confidential and, again, free to the user, no cost to them. The city gratefully provides that service. And what we do with that is allow the business owner to have a confidential safe place, really, to talk about what their needs are, what their challenges are, and provide some, hopefully, resources and connections and answers to those questions so they can move through those and continue to be successful. Promotion, networking, awareness continues to be a big impact for our small businesses and in our community. Knowing that they're there, knowing where they're located, why they're in St. Pete, all those types of things are really important. So we try to amplify their voice and let more people know of the unique fabric of our small businesses here.
So let's say a person had a podcast network that they were working on trying to develop. What kind of services could you offer that person, that said person?
Well, good question. I would try to find out what their challenges were first. And when I say I, it's not necessarily always me. There's a team of about 7 people at the greenhouse. And again, that network that we have of 29 other partner agencies might be better served for that business to meet with one of those organizations. So what we really try to do is just say, okay, well, what are the challenges that maybe you specifically are having? And then work backwards to say, here are all the resources. Here's the network that's available to you and connecting in with that.
So is there I would imagine the waiting list for these services is out the door. Is that not the case?
That's not the case, though I would love it to be the case.
I didn't know this existed. It sounds awesome.
You and most of the community.
And that's so why we have her on the show.
Today.
This is a great opportunity to get the word out.
Absolutely.
It is, and that's one of our biggest challenges, frankly, is that we have this great service. We have a great commitment from administration to continue to help our businesses and create an environment where we can thrive. And we have a great partnership with the Chamber of Commerce. That is our partner agency in the greenhouse. And we really are trying to let more people know these resources are here and we can help you navigate all of the different things you can plug into. One of the things we hear a lot is, besides I didn't know you existed, are there's so many places to go. I don't know how to plug in. Where do I go first? I don't have time for that. I'm trying to run a business. I understand. So we're trying to make that easier for people. So we like to say we're the front door to business success because you can come in and we're going to help you. And if we can't personally help you, we know one of our partners can.
So you're partnered with the Chamber of Commerce. Now, I know what that is, but explain that to people who may not know what that is and what they do.
The Chamber of Commerce is a business advocacy organization that works on community development. They try to be the voice of the business community, and they bring people together to help improve connections and hopefully have business-to-business sales.
So do you have to sign up for that and pay a membership
dues? Yeah, it is a membership organization. So you have to sign up to be a member. There's different membership rates based on the type of business you are.
Is that a national thing, or are they all just kind of their own independent?
That's another great question. There is a national organization that's called the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, but the individual city and community driven chambers are separate from that organization unless they choose themselves to be a member of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Hmm.
So it's all membership based.
So what you do with the greenhouse is you kind of reach out to small businesses primarily, but could you work with bigger businesses if they were interested?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We really just try to meet people where they are. So if we can help, we really just like to do that. At the end of the day, there's a team there of people who love to provide service. And at the end of the day, we really just want to know that we've done what we can to help make sure that this community is a great place to run and operate a business.
How long have you been doing the greenhouse?
I had the opportunity to move over to the greenhouse about a year, just shy of a year and a half ago.
And it's only been open for a year and a half?
No, it's been open for nearly 3.5 years.
Oh, wow. Yep. Right on. So mainly focused on small businesses. So how are small businesses thriving here in St. Pete?
That's another good question. We about June, we did a small business survey. It was a point in time survey. And to the records that I found, the first time the city's done something quite like that. And it provided us a great opportunity to hear directly from businesses, not only on how we're providing service as a city organization, how is it going through permitting, how is it when you call and do you get your questions answered, but also how do you think the business climate is? And we heard, I think we had a pretty good respondent group, and we heard overwhelming positivity. There are people that are just really enthused to be operating their business in St. Petersburg. They feel supported by this community, and they're just eager to be members here in St. Petersburg, which is really what we want to hear, because when you create an environment where someone feels really good and they feel like they're supported, they're going to be able to thrive. And that's when you hire more people. That's when you, you know, launch a new product, and that's when you have a bigger impact. So the more we can do that, the better.
Is there a need of a small business that's not open here that maybe you see a glaring void with, that maybe somebody could open a business and be successful with?
As in specific industry?
Yeah, just maybe something missing.
Batting cages.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
We need a good batting cage in this
city. Do you remember it was in Largo? And it
Grand
was
Slam?
Grand Slam,
yeah,
USA.
Man. Yeah,
that
tore it up.
That was the best. We
yes.
should open that in here.
There actually is one like in Largo, or maybe like an industrial area in near Largo. And I forget, they have the laser tag and the
really?
The batting cages. Yeah, I was there once.
They used to have
if they're still
links
open.
Too. And that, those
Missing Links was up by Gandhi.
No, it was up on West Bay.
No, no. Okay, there's that. There's another one that was on Gandhi Boulevard across from like the dog track for a long time.
I don't recall that.
But we need that.
That was cool.
I need it for stress relief.
Courts.
Basketball. We got a lot of basketball courts, man.
Yeah, but indoor ones?
Yeah, we got
indoor
all
ones
we got
the best.
We got like we had who's that guy on that does our parks? Mike Jeffries.
Oh, Mike Jeffries.
We had
your
that
coworker.
Of parks.
You
know,
see probably daily.
Yeah, we got a million gymnasiums.
Hey guys, I'm pretty sure Jessica's on the batting cages thing. We'll open Kevin's batting cages soon.
I think the problem with batting cages is they require a crazy amount of insurance.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's projectiles.
I mean, I'm just guessing that, but
thrown at your face.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would imagine.
Can I get
so.
A free membership to the batting cages?
Absolutely. Like absolutely.
So I had a question. There's a rumor out there with the passage of Amendment 2 that the greenhouse, you can get small business assistance, and you can also get your – what are y'all laughing at?
Nothing.
Did you just come up with that? You worked on that.
That may have been a joke I've heard.
You're going to get lots of people are going to be knocking on the greenhouse's door. Hey, is Amendment 2 pass –
It's going to be a while, I heard.
We're here for it. No, well, next year, we should be good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I heard it's going to be a little bit of delay on that.
So on a serious point, that's going to be a new industry in the city. I mean, these dispensaries are going to be small businesses, legally allowed, like any drugstore or place where you get medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the city's going to have to figure out how our approach to this a little bit. Law enforcement, zoning. I suspect right now they're going to be treated like a CVS or a Walgreens, but that'll be a new thing for Jessica to confront next year.
And it's interesting you mention that because we have had a few interested parties come in and mm-hmm. say if this happens, you know, I'm interested. What do I do? So
yeah.
there's definitely people who are looking at that as a potential opportunity.
Yeah, we'll want them to thrive here as we do any business.
Yeah, definitely. What are some examples where the mayor has kind of taken action based on listening to small businesses?
So we're really fortunate here that we have a mayor that is just super committed to understanding the needs of the business community and at every level. So small, medium, and large, mayors out there trying to develop relationships, listen to people, be reactive and proactive based on the information that they share. One of the things that I get to work on, and frankly, it's one of my favorite things I've been able to do professionally is work on the Mayor's Small Business Tour. And the Mayor's Small Business Tour is just a really organic, laid-back visit with the mayor. But we don't ask people to come into City Hall. We're out in their business. So we meet the businesses and the owners and the staff people at their establishment. We hear about their story. We see their product. We see their store. And just kind of have a conversation with them. How's it going? What are you noticing? What's going right? What's not going right? How do we improve? And I will say that it's a genuine care that Mayor Kreisman offers, and it's refreshing and it's exciting to be part of that. But even more so, he's willing to say when we could be better. And he empowers staff to say, this has been an issue, what do we do about it? And that's just a super awesome thing for a staff person to get to work in that type of environment. So I set that stage to say we get a lot of ideas from the small business tour and from being out at ribbon cuttings and grand openings and industry business meetings, because we do a lot. The small business tour is just one of the outreach opportunities. But a couple of the things that have come out from those specific to your question, we heard from a business owner that was really unsure about our grease trap policy. Why is the ordinance written that way? Why, you know, I have questions here. And we found out after talking with her and doing some research, there were some improvements we could make. And we made those improvements with the help of all of the internal leadership and staff people at the city. We were able to get a couple of departments together and say, what do we do to make this better? And we've had several instances of this in specific industry ordinance language where we've had to tweak it to catch up with maybe what others are doing. And that's the tricky thing about, for me, it's exciting because I kind of like policy and, you know, ordinances and things like that. But maybe for the general public, that's not super exciting. But what's neat about it is you can look at it and say, over time, your community changes, the dynamics change. And when you do that, you have an opportunity to also change your ordinances to help you meet the goals that you have. And so we have an administration here that's really willing to hear that and do that when necessary.
So what are some things the city has done to kind of steer businesses to open in St. Petersburg? Any specific requirements or what's the word I'm looking for?
To make it easier for them to open.
Right, yes.
We're about to do something really big in that regard.
I have no command of the language. I'm figuring out.
No, you do actually.
I can't think of words. That happens to me all the time.
Well, I think we go back to that whole amendment too.
Maybe are you saying maybe I should start?
I'm just saying.
Maybe when it opens up, maybe
but
I'll go back.
Your question: What are we doing to help business open? How do we get them open? Jessica's been leading a project. Can we still call it Open Counter right now? Mm-hmm. Call it Open Counter. Really to make A through Z process easier for businesses in the city of St. Petersburg. There are a lot of hoops to jump through to open a business. It can be overwhelming and confusing, permitting, and we're about to unveil something that's going to really change that dramatically.
So, that's the Open Counter?
Yeah, I'll let Jessica expand on it.
So Open Counter is the name of a client-facing product. And when I say that, it means that it's a web-based tool that's been built with the customer or client in mind. So the hoops Kevin's referring to are not city hoops where we're like, oh, we're just going to make this really difficult. These are often state code, you know, that we have to follow to be good stewards. And that's our, you know, building codes and different local ordinances in some cases, and also the fire codes. And what happens is it's so much information that if you're a really good coffee roaster and you want to take that and become a business because you like it and you're good at it and you really think you have something special, you may not be an expert at understanding that process to open a business. And so you get halfway through and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I didn't plan for $4,500 extra dollars because I didn't know I needed to do X, Y, or Z. Or I'm at the 11th hour getting ready to open and now I can't because there was something I didn't know. And then that is where most businesses really struggle, is if the longer that process to open takes, the greater of the risk of failure. And it's just because you have to have time, and time and money is time and money. I mean, it's just that simple. So this is actually, Mayor Kreisman found this tool and came back from a conference and said, I heard about this tool, let's look into it. And so OpenCounter, as I said earlier, keeps the client in mind. So it keeps that person who's gonna be an awesome small business owner, but maybe just doesn't understand the process. And it is a dynamic web tool that, based on a series of questions and how you answer, will give you an estimated process of what you need to go through, what kind of permits you need to get, what kind of order do you have to follow, and what are your estimated price ranges for those permits. So not only does it tell you time and price, it also really kind of just is a roadmap for you. Okay, I have to start here and kind of go through. When I say estimated, it is not 100% because every project is unique. And so we really want to stress that this is a roadmap for you to follow, so the entrepreneur is better aware of the process. And when they come in to file for those permits, the relationship and communication from the staff to the entrepreneur can be really successful because everybody's kind of talking the same language.
Right. What is there an average cost if you want to open a business, or is it just vary by the industry?
Yeah, it varies by the industry, by where you're located, by what the use was of the building before you got in there, all sorts of things. So a lot of the requests that that I've heard in my time so far has been, can I just have an A, you know, A, B, C, this is what exactly I have to do. And we try to have that information, but it's so dynamic based on where you are and what you're trying to do that we don't want to pigeonhole people into saying it was A through D, but then all of a sudden we didn't know you meant you had this to do, and now there's an added step. So we try to give people, and what this tool is going to do is give you a really close roadmap. It's going to give you a good idea of what you need to do, and then it becomes that the communication is improved on both sides because everybody just can come to the table with a good knowledge base on what we're trying to accomplish, which is really to open a business successfully.
Can you think of a time where you were really proud of the work you did, that you really helped somebody? Like, does something come to your mind right away? I'm sure you do a great job all the time, but one that you were, that maybe the person was just hopeless and you were just like, oh my gosh, this is not going to work out. And then boom, transformation.
I'm going to answer this kind of two ways. Part of it's going to be kind of like gooey a little bit, and soft, but I really love what I get to do. And I think one of the reasons I love what I get to do is because I feel that way every day, you know?
I am tearing up
because I feel
really
like extraordinarily honored.
I'm gonna get a picture of that.
Is that our first?
That's the first time I made somebody cry on the broadcast.
What about the City Hall broadcast?
We forget the Wayne Atherholt show.
Jessica Eilerman.
I really do love what I get to do, and I
Delilah,
feel extraordinarily
Delilah.
Honored to work with these people. but I'm coming today to do this interview with you, this show with you. From a class that I get to teach at the Greenhouse, and I get to teach it quarterly. And every quarter when I leave that class, I am so jazzed up because it is all about how to successfully launch your business in this community. And I get to hear these individual business owners, and they're all at different stages and different experiences, different walks of life, different industries, and we get to just really just celebrate what they're doing and give them tangible next steps so they are almost at that starting line and the excitement is palpable. So to me, I love that is just one example of something. I will now answer kind of more directly your question because I know that was kind of like ooey gooey a little bit. There have been a couple cases where people have found their way to me really at the 11th hour. They have tried to, you know, turn over every rock and they didn't know where to go, and they come through the mayor's action line because they don't even know about a greenhouse and they don't even know about a small business liaison in the mayor's office, and they find their way to me and they're like, I am not going to even be able to open my business, and I've spent X amount of money and I don't know what to do. I put all my 401k savings in this. And that actually happens often. I'm kind of sad to say.
Crazy.
But the beautiful thing is that they did find their way, and that we are set up to try to be as responsive as possible to someone like that. So without using names and businesses and things like that, I'm speaking more generally, but there are a few folks that we've really been able to be like, okay, we got to pull the team together, and it's person from, you know, X department or Y department.
We have a name for that. We call that something, don't we? Our rapid response kind of deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, there's situations where we sort of pick up the red phone to help a business. It's all hands on deck.
And it's all departments.
All departments.
And we're working together to solve the issue. Sometimes we can solve it, and, you know, sometimes we can't. But 9 times out of 10, when we get everybody together, everyone in this city wants to get people to open their businesses successfully. And so it's really cool when you get that person who feels desperate, and they get the 5-10 minutes with the mayor, they get to tell us what's going on, we get to pull in our team members from other departments who so willingly want to solve, you know, issues, and we get a pathway and a plan put together. May not always be exactly how the business owner wants it, but we're able to do something. So that those are days you really feel good about what you're doing.
What was the class you were talking about that you teach?
The class is called Grand Openings and Beyond, Successfully Launching Your Business.
And it's also available at Barnes & Noble.
Book on tape. Is it just a one-night type of thing, or does it go on for...
That particular workshop is just a 90-minute workshop.
Oh, okay.
One time. But essentially someone could go through that and say, hey, I want to keep talking about this, and we can hook them up with either city staff or we can get them with one of those mentors or counselors we were talking about earlier.
Very good. And where do people find this? Is there a website, I'm assuming?
Yes. It's stpetegreenhouse.org. And I'll put a plug in. We're getting ready to launch our brand new retooled website in the next 10 days. We redid our brand, and now we're redoing our website, and we're really excited about it. But
awesome.
It's not released just yet.
State of the Economy is coming up.
Yes.
December 5th, is that right?
December 5th, 3 to 5.
Everyone's invited.
That's at the Greenhouse?
No, that's at USF St. Petersburg.
My old stomping grounds. Mm,
me too, brother. I used to rule that school.
Did you?
And by rule it, I mean I went...
You were there.
I did a class, and I left as quickly as possible.
Wow. Yeah. Yes, I remember those days, too. Yeah. You got a speed round?
Just quick one quick speed round question. No pressure at all. The small business community will not mind what your answer is. What is your favorite small business in St. Petersburg?
Ooh, putting on the spot.
Oh, boy.
They won't mind.
Yeah.
I won't.
There are so many that
What's your favorite one? If you had to live inside one.
There's so many that I could answer. And there's a tie.
There's a big plug. Here we go.
There's a tie. One is on the west side, St. Pete Running Company. They have an awesome story. The owners are a husband-wife team. They've lived all over. And they chose St. Pete to come and open their own business after working in many other people's stores, including in Australia. They came to St. Pete because they love the community, and they are doing everything to help the community. They do clinics. They make it a safe place. So if you want to get healthy, you don't have to come in already being healthy. They'll match you with a shoe you need. They'll encourage you with free group runs.
I feel like you're giving me a hint right
now. It's awesome.
Wait.
Like looking at
me. Hey.
Wait, get your look. Can I see your shoe, Will?
Yeah. You can't run in those.
Look at those
Will.
Shoes.
Can't run in those.
Just for the Ben.
Like these?
Ben, can you describe those to the people at home?
Some sort of slipper.
they're Tom slippers. I
yellow,
got them for $20.
Yellow and
TJ
white.
Maxx.
Sunshine's here slippers.
You actually paid money for those?
They're Toms, and they go to they help poor kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
I bought a poor kid shoes.
Yeah. Toms, man. And then so we interrupted Jessica. The second business after
the second
her commercial for the running company people.
Strands of Sunshine, Amy Marshall's place on Central. Amy herself is a strand of sunshine. She is totally committed to the community.
We love Amy Marshall.
Tries to help other businesses. Her business is just, you can't go in there and not just be A, enthused about life in general, but B, not just get so excited of the talent that is local. And so I could name many others, but those
what
are
What do they
two.
Do, Strands of Sunshine?
They are a kind of like a jewelry They started as a jewelry company. Amy is a jewelry maker herself, and launched her own storefront. And then what she's done is grown her business to curate other artisans' goods. And so you walk in there and you can get anything creative you can imagine.
Yeah, it's a great place to get a gift. Really,
Christmas is coming up.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And my birthday on Friday.
And yeah. Will's birthday. So you know, we love Strands of Sunshine a lot. Amy's great friend of the city.
So. Shout outs to Amy at Strands of Sunshine.
All right, you did a good
and
job.
St. Pete Running Company. Big ups. Jessica Eilerman. Let's give it up.
And
thank you, Jessica.
And let me tell you something. We needed for the ratings, because the ratings have not been good. We have to be honest about this show.
Yeah.
Really?
The ratings apparently have been down.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure of that. I think I made it up.
I think. Are you firing me right now?
No, the ratings are down, but I think we're going to look back someday at the time that Jessica cried on the show.
Yes. That's going to be a game changer. That was
I get a little vulnerable, and you guys are just going to attack.
That was the pivot. People are going to say, when did the show change?
That's right.
And they're going to go back to the Eilerman episode.
She weeped. Yeah. She got on the ground in the fetal
position.
It was
like Hillary in New Hampshire that one time.
Wow.
Remember? Is that where she passed out?
No. So when she cried. And
really
no, so no, Jessica did a great job. And her passion is really authentic, genuine.
No doubt.
She does an awesome job.
I'm going to come visit
loves
you
because
I have some questions. I don't know what they are yet, but I'm sure I'm going to figure something out.
All right.
Happy birthday to Casey.
Casey and Will.
And don't forget Thanksgiving this week, everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
Enjoy your tea day, everybody. This has been the City Hall Broadcast. My name is Will Coons. Check out hmbradio.com for the homemade broadcast. We cover life, arts, and music there. Talk to local people doing local things. So thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Thanks for listening to Radio St. Pete's City Hall Broadcast, an informal look inside your city government. This is Mayor Rick Kreisman inviting you to join us next time for the City Hall Broadcast.